could backfire on you. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the blame game has been utilized by President Obama so often that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, Mr. Hope and Change just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern Patriots and Operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friends. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Wednesday, we go into the third hour. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones because they're stacking up a little bit. Let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia right now. What can I do for you, sir?
Yes, hello, Bill.
Yes, sir.
I was going to chime in the previous segment with Edwin and Michelle, I guess, about the caller. I think Ed was his name.
Ed.
I have to pretty vehemently disagree with some of what Ed said there. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm a nurse, I've worked in state psychiatric hospitals, worked in geriatric psych facilities and stuff, and while I understand, you know, Ed as a vet, and maybe having had to wrestle with some of this stuff, you know, might not like the way some of it works, and what I was going to ask Edwin and Michelle is, you know, where they think the mental health piece is going in all this, because in some cases you do have people unjustly labeled with, you know, people will try and construe people as being mentally ill when they're not. We see this when people try to, you know, it goes all different ways. Lawyers will try and use an insanity defense, you know, for someone who's going to trial, but then they'll have them psychiatrically examined, and you know, they used to say, okay, this person's not insane, he's capable of standing trial. Nowadays, sometimes they'll say this person does have a mental illness, but is nonetheless responsible and can stand trial. On the other side of the mental health thing, you might have a sane civilian citizen who's maligned by a mentally unhealthy policeman who's had too many anabolic steroids and is having rage issues. There are all sorts of things like this. But what I really wanted to disagree with Ed about is, while it is true that there is an element of subjectivity to mental health diagnosis, it's not nearly as ambiguous and as much of a guessing game as he was implying. He alluded to the DSM-3, but was obviously unaware that there are different classes of mental illnesses. There's psychoses such as schizophrenia, anxiety disorders such as obsessive-compulsive disorder, mood disorders such as bipolar disorder, you know, and personality disorders such as sociopathic personality disorder. They're all different classes, and these things aren't as ambiguous and as much guesswork as he's implying. You know, I'm the guy who's had to sit there and bring in, you know, deal with the raging person brought in at 3 a.m. who needs 2 milligrams of Ativan dorsogluteal. You know, if the person is a danger to himself or others, you know, yes, he or she may need to be restrained, may need to be held against their will for examination. And I can tell you, within the various, you know, facilities where I work, it's not like some horrific, you know, dungeon-type prison experience. There's a team, the team of clinicians really work to get people, you know, better and discharged to home. You know, certainly you have your revolving door, frequent flyer types. But there is a lot of good work that gets done, and you know, Ed didn't seem to want to give any credit to the system. It's not all malignant or malfeasance, you know, all the time.
Well, And you're describing the things when the system works, okay?
Right.
Now, I'm not going to speak for Ed. Ed can speak for himself. Yeah. But I'm going to give you what I know about Ed based upon conversations I've had with Ed. Ed is a veteran like me. And one of the things that, not in so many words, but veterans, when there's a war on or something, or there's a terrorist attack, everybody's behind the troops. Then that changes to, well, we're behind the troops, but we're not behind the war. Then when the troops come back home, troops? Question mark. Soldiers? Question mark. But the other part of it is this. For everybody that you guys, that you've handled, and you've caught them in time and everything else, we do have a lot of malfeasance within that that may not necessarily be part of what you're doing. In California, they're going to try to do pre-crime within the Veterans Administration. If you can't spend your disability check the right way, you get a fiduciary to handle your money, and you can't buy a gun.
Right, and especially in California, when Feinstein, a person with no credentials whatsoever, presumes to paint with a roller, not a broad brush, and say that all returning veterans are necessarily mentally ill.
Yep.
Who the bleep does she think she is? You know, and yes, it's psychology, especially because it is a soft science. Rather, yes, he was complaining about, hadn't complained about the lack of empirical data. You know, and yes, in the case of that, true, there is empirical data in the sense of doing blood levels and stuff for people's, you know, drugs. But you know, I'm sorry, if someone is having if a schizophrenic is having hallucinations and delusions, then, yeah, you really don't want that person toting a piece at that point.
Yeah, and, you know, I agree with that. But, you know, I think you may have misconstrued what Ed was saying with,
he was pretty categorical in his condemnation, and he didn't seem to really know much of anything about the various classes of disorders and stuff. In other words, from a standpoint of relatively little knowledge, just sort of bitterness, he was sort of condemning the whole enchilada, and I feel compelled to defend it at least a little bit, because I've seen people who were so found lying babbling on their floors, gotten better and sent home to live independently, you know, within a couple weeks and stuff like that. You know, it's not Guantanamo, it's not Camp X-Ray. You know, and sometimes the system works very hard, even state systems, to get people well and discharged, and, you know, if they don't have support structure. The biggest thing is family and or support structure. As soon as people go out and if they're on, I'm not talking about really problematic drugs, let's say something very known to be efficacious and stuff. If they stop using to get off their meds and start on street drugs, then they're frequent flyers and revolving door types, you know? And
well,
even if,
Ed knows about stuff from the side of the aisle that he's been affected by it. But one of the points that you're making out there, a lot of people making policy have no idea what they're talking about, and they're the ones
with
the payroll.
Yeah.
So, when you have that kind of thing happening on that side,
right,
where you're actually going to try to take control of somebody else's life,
mm-hmm,
I don't think it's too, albeit it may be factually flawed, I don't think it's too much to, I would expect a vociferous protest coming against that when you're taking, you know, you look at one issue, and then you sweep a whole class of people into that issue.
Oh, yeah. There's, for example, and undoubtedly, we know there are abuses made of the various diagnoses. If a woman has an emotion these days, they slap her with a bipolar diagnosis. That's completely bogus, you know. So, yeah, there are abuses. And then, or people will try to get people, you know, will malign or complain about someone and say, people with, again, no credentials whatsoever will say that person's crazy. Everybody's around calling everybody crazy. They have no credentials. They don't know nothing from nothing. But they went around going and call somebody they don't like, or somebody that wears a color blouse they don't like, crazy, you know. And that's just, you know, totally bogus too, so.
Should have seen me when I was dressing myself when I was younger. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, Bill.
Thanks for the call. Mike in Pennsylvania, if you will hold on through the break, I would appreciate it. This is the mental health thing, the mental health issue. There's two things about the mental health issue in my mind's eye.
It would be great to be proactive and stop some of these things from happening. And at the same time, it is absolute, it's truly insanity to know that these things are going to happen and to set people up to where they can't defend themselves. Now, certainly, some of those victims of Elliot Rogers, James Holmes, any of these people, they would have been caught unaware. But as we have seen in the past, most recently at Clackamas Mall, where somebody unannounced came in and did a little surprise spree shooter wannabe, he started his attack when he met a good guy with a gun. And this wasn't a police officer. This was a young man with a concealed carry permit. Spree shooting over. There's where some of that insanity lies for me. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for your patience, sir.
Good morning, Bill. I want to comment on the Mark from Pennsylvania's call.
Okay.
He was suggesting that he can go to a neighboring state and go buy a handgun or a long gun, bring it back in Pennsylvania. It's perfectly legal. That's a felony. That's a federal crime.
Yeah. I know.
I'm surprised your attorneys from Texas Law Show didn't bring that up when I heard it, because it jumped out at me. Because I can't, like, for example, in Ohio and West Virginia, right by where I'm located in Pennsylvania, it's perfectly legal to buy handguns and long guns by private sales. I can't go to those states and buy something and bring it back. I commit a crime, and they commit a crime.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I only shop for guns in my state. As a matter of fact, I have done FFL transfers. And I have done private sales, but that's been within the state. I always look for their driver's license.
Well, I do the same thing for the same reason. I got a driver's license. Actually, I look for a license to carry a firearm permit. If they got a license to carry a firearm permit, I got no problem selling it to them because I know they've already been vented.
Yeah, you know, I think Mark is relatively new to the firearms scene. I think part of the problem with them answering that and replying to that was that it was, you know, that was a very long question preamble that they got out of that. And you notice how you moved right into the topic. Boom! That's, you know. So, having said that, you know, within the scope of all that, you know, I'm actually just... I'm trying to think of which law it is that prohibits what you're describing, though. I know there's got to be one.
You know what? I'd look the section up, but I know it's a federal felony to do that. I just don't know off the top of my head. It's probably 922, some subsection. It's a big section of the law. I could look up in about 10 minutes, find the answer, but I didn't right now. But why don't you get the attorneys from Texas Law Show to come back on?
They'll be back on next week.
Oh, make sure they address that.
Roger that. I will do that. I had an opportunity to go to this really good AK-74 build class this past weekend. And one of the reasons I didn't do it was time. But the other reason I didn't do it is I couldn't come back from North Carolina with the gun in my car to South Carolina. I'm just one of those instant gratification kind of guys. Once I get my hands on it, I want to keep it.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You know, we have so many laws on the books, you need to be a freaking lawyer to determine what they are anymore. And I understand people's confusion. But here's the problem is, where's the criminal intent with all these convictions and all these crimes they want to keep creating more and more so-called common sense? And common sense should dictate, if they're going to enact these freaking laws, they ought to be prosecuting. I could show you Pennsylvania, numerous repeat violent criminals who gets charged with firearm charges. Pages and pages, they're all no prosecuted. They're not even charging them. They charge them, they don't prosecute them. Because, hey, it's more important to take five or six guns out of these criminals' hands over a 10-year period than to serve jail sentences for every crime in the past.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things about that. I don't know how. I know in New Jersey they arrest a lot of people and never report them to the NICS system. Now, I don't know if they're going to gun shops after they get arrested saying, you know, they took my gun at my last arrest, and I'm not getting charged for that, so I need a new GAT. I don't know if that's happening, but there's a lot of people that never get reported to the NICS check system. And the other point to what you're talking about as far as not prosecuting, right now the guy with the biggest camera, the biggest draw for the anti-gunners right now is Richard Martinez, who was a criminal defense attorney. Now, what you want to bet that prior to this very horrific thing happening to his son, that when he was practicing law, he didn't get a bunch of guys that did crimes with guns thrown out of court, plea bargained down, whatever. What'd you bet about that?
Well, if that's the case, then he's fallen in his own trap of promoting what he did was morally reprehensive for money. Then it's kind of like... on with the word, be it. What goes around comes around. I mean,
I don't know if I would go that. The thing about it is that at some point in his life, he has denigrated the impact of society on regular citizens with some of his clients and the actions they took against them and gotten that dismissed because he was a good boy or because, you know, technicalities or whatever. And now that this has happened to him, it's not about the perpetrator. It's about the tools he used.
Well, I agree. But you see how people will make their situational ethics based on their personal cases. But is it the person that got run over with a car, are they supposed to sue the manufacturers and claim that we need to ban all cars? I mean, he wasn't killed, but, you know, there's another problem, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the two biggest categories of unnatural death in the United States today, which read that to mean that they wouldn't have died if it weren't because of them, are tobacco and doctors.
Yeah, my other favorite subject, I like to hear doctors quoting as experts on firearm injuries and stuff. I loved having that debate with them. All of a sudden, I bring up about all the people they kill for their mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, tobacco is a habit that people, you know, I smoke right now. I'm trying to quit. But tobacco is a habit. That's a habit. It's a personal behavior. It's like drinking or anything else. It's a vice. Medical misadventure is another way of saying malfeasance. Malpractice. And yet, I never hear the upper, I'll hear the cops, or not the cops, I'll hear the doctors coming in and saying, you know, gun violence and guns in general are a public health issue. While at the same time, they accidentally sew the chainsaw they cut him open with back in their body and they say, okay, he's good to go. Next!
Well, and you get back to mental health records. Now, Pennsylvania is a point of contact state, which means we have our own independent instant check system called PICS.
Right.
PICS costs extra money, wastes a whole bunch of money, is inefficient, often is down, causes everybody all kinds of grief. And up until 2014, since 1998 to 2014, they weren't providing any mental health issues to the NICS. So somebody could be rightly denied in Pennsylvania because they're not mentally stable enough to own firearms and been adjudicated in courts. I ain't got a problem with that. They could have went to an adjoining state, bought a long gun, come in there and had a murder rampage, and guess who'd been stuck on the bill for the Pennsylvania State Police inept ability to do anything? Would have been us, the taxpayers of Pennsylvania.
If it comes up, we got a break coming up. I want you to hold through the break, but go continue, please. We got about. But I do want you to hold through the break.
Okay. The other side of that one is, right now in Pennsylvania, we have protection from abuse orders and other issues that are not being reported in NICS. So somebody could have a protection from abuse order, their guns are taken, and that's how it is, whether you like it or not. There's a procedure in place to do that, and once it's been removed, they can get their firearms back. No problem.
Okay.
But right now, they don't report that to NICS. So somebody can still do the same thing and go across the border, get a long gun from an adjoining state, come back into Pennsylvania, perfectly legal, and go on a shooting rampage. That little magic piece of paper, or that PFA, ain't going to do any good.
The whole problem with the background check system, as far as this temporary thing that you're saying should be in place, and if they're going to take guns from them, but they have a pathway to get them back after that's over with, I'm good with that. But as far as the temporary reporting to the NICS or to your state system, how easy is it, you know, okay, they have that removed, their guns are returned to them. Do they get them off? Would they be able to get them off of the NICS system or the Pennsylvania system?
It uploads automatically, so it'd be like anybody else's has the same problems.
Okay.
Right now it's a growing problem. You know, there's a guy.
Hang on if you will. We're going into break right now. We'll be right back. Phones lit up. We are going to them on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gut grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of a man.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Mike in Pennsylvania. Sorry to have to hold you up there, sir, but, you know, got to take the time.
Oh, I know you do business. That's how it works here on the radio. You know what? You need to get somebody on here about Pennsylvania firearms laws to help some people like Mark out. There's a guy that I know, Larry Pratt, knows. Guy introduced me to Larry Pratt many years ago. His name's Kim Stolfer. He's a chairman of Firearms Against Crime. He does the rallies, and Larry Pratt's always has to come to Pennsylvania every year, after year, after year, nine in a row, actually, to come with our rallies where Kim Stolfer is a speaker, same as Larry Pratt is.
Do you know how to get in contact with him or know what website? You could email it to me. I'd love to have it.
Well, it's not a problem. He's all over the place, but I could definitely email the information to you.
Bill at lockandloadradio.com. I'd appreciate that.
Lockandloadradio.com.
Yeah, Pennsylvania has always interested me because of that Philadelphia thing, that first class city.
Well, that was something that we got shoved down our throat back in 1995 when they greatly expanded the Uniform Firearm Act under a Republican governor, a Republican-held Senate, and a Republican-held House. You know, Republicans are the pro-gun guys that stabbed us gun owners in the back and made a great big expansion on firearm laws.
That doesn't surprise me.
Pennsylvania is not the gun-friendly state everybody thinks it is. In fact, the Brady Bunch ranks us number 10 most restrictive firearm laws in the country.
Really? I didn't know that about Pennsylvania. I will look at that.
You know, we worked a lot of years with Larry Pratt and, you know, Kim Stolfer and other guys worked up here to make it a little more user-friendly or focused on the criminals, but there's a lot of anti-gun laws that are stupid and applied, and there's a lot of legal business up here because the lawyer's required.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to call and give me that stuff, and please send me that email.
Can do. Have a good day. Thanks.
You too. Thanks very much. All right, back again from Kentucky is Ed. Yes, sir. Or maybe not. No, Ed? Okay. All right. We will move on. We will move on. Thank you. Magnum on the job. Coming out of Police One. Now, I like Police One because Police One is honest. And out of Police One last year, we got a very good survey where they did survey 15,000 spread out across the country, past, present, commanders and street cops about the armed citizen. And guess what? Most of them overwhelmingly like us being armed and being on the street with them. So coming out of Police One is this article about how to prevent the Isla Vista style attacks, and it's not about guns. And this is by Doug Wiley. He is the Police One editor-in-chief. He wants to make one thing perfectly clear as far as second-guessing the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's deputies. He's not trying to second-guess them. He's not trying to be an armchair quarterback, although he does foresee some very serious litigation coming Santa Barbara County's way in relation to this because they did fumble it. There was registration present that they could have checked that. They could have checked YouTube. They were alerted by the family. They were alerted by mental health. And still, this happened. Now, after all that happened, while he was in the middle of contemplating the loss of the lives, the young lives, these were kids. These were young people. We'll never know what they might have been in the United States here, or in the world, for that matter. He started thinking about it from a strategic and a tactical perspective. Now, he's not talking about the tactics of fighting a running gun battle as the deranged gunman is drive-by shooting and trying to run people over. He's talking about the strategy from keeping such a thing from happening in the first place, which is protecting potential victims by quarantining potential violators, which is exactly what should have happened. Now, one of the things that you see coming out of California is this gun violence restraining order. By the wording of it, the bill would establish a system in which concerned relatives, intimate partners, or friends can notify police about someone showing a propensity toward violence so police can investigate and seek a judge's order to seize that person's firearms and prevent any purchases. According to Mr. Wiley, as a reaction to the massacre, this law misses the mark completely. The first three victims were, after all, bludgeoned and then killed with an edged instrument. And he rode over a lot of people in a car. The proposed gun violence restraining order addresses those struck by gunfire, but not those slaughtered by the blade and or blunt instrument. Had such a law existed that week, officers could take the guns of the dangerously mentally ill, but leave them in place to use any other available weapon, be it purpose-built or improvised, to kill people. He says that they're essentially saying, let's lock up the guns, not the person whose brain is so severely distorted that they use a hammer, a machete, or an automobile to kill for fun or for revenge or for no reason at all. And that's really stupid. That's a really stupid slant to take. If you're trying to prevent killing, if you're trying to prevent violence. Now, one of the problems he sees there is that the ability or inability and the authority or non-authority of police officers across the country to effect involuntary commitment and or involuntary treatment. It's a convoluted mess. In some place, in Connecticut, they had a law in place for that, and that got defeated, like I keep saying over and over again, by the ACLU. That got yanked out of the way. The legislation governing involuntary civil commitment for psychiatric treatment in California, the Lanterman-Petras Short Act, was signed into law in 1967. It has been amended on a piecemeal basis many times since its passage 5 decades ago. Carla Jacobs is a board member of the Treatment Advocacy Center, and she said the California involuntary treatment law is archaic and too complex to understand and implement. It is not kept up to date with scientific knowledge regarding serious mental illnesses as a neurobiological brain disease. The scary part is that the California LPS is actually pretty good by comparison to some other states. Rick Wall is a Police One contributor. He is a retired LAPD captain who created the agency's procedures for responding to mentally ill subjects. Said that California has some of the best laws to assist officers in placing someone on an involuntary hold. I know that this is a sticky wicket to get into. It's a sticky wicket to get into because who makes a determination that this person is or is not a problem? Who makes a determination? Do you wait on a judge to adjudicate him that way? That didn't work in Santa Monica. There was a guy that had been adjudicated that way. That didn't work with him. He found a way. Under LPS, police officers do not have the power to involuntarily commit someone. They can detain them. They can assess probable cause and transport to a designated treatment facility, usually a hospital, where the subject may be temporarily confined. Sort of like the VA with Aaron Alexis. Yeah. But there's two things here. There's two things at play here, okay? One, and I mean, Police One points it out, so does Dr. Arthur Berg, they point it out. The mental health system in the United States is in a shambles. We've become a pill-oriented society when it comes to dealing with feelings and with disorders. So if you're in a locale where you can do it, arm yourself and put up with the discomfort of walking around armed. And do it legally, whatever your jurisdiction says you can do it within, whatever state it is. Open carry, concealed carry, permit, no permit. Do it legally. And be prepared for it, because apparently that's the only thing out there that is definite. That's the only thing out there that is definite. Everything else is in disarray. Nobody agrees on how to treat somebody. Nobody agrees on how to take somebody in to find out if they need treatment. When they point somebody out that does need treatment, he gets missed. And we have East La Vistas. We have Sandy Hooks. We have D.C. Devil Yards as a result of that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive the fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Ah, the Lost Prophets. The AR-15. Well, welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Sorry about that. The AR-15 is simultaneously the most popular semi-automatic rifle in the United States today and the most vilified of all objects in the gun world by the gun grabbers. It is targeted constantly. Now, the M16 is an assault rifle, okay? It is not a battle rifle, by the way. Most people would look at a battle rifle as something 308 or higher. So the M16, the M4 platform is an assault rifle. It's designed to be in close, various configurations to get closer. And the AR-15 is the civilian variant, with the biggest difference being that one is select fire, the M16 M4, and the AR-15 is a semi-automatic rifle like every other semi-automatic rifle in the United States today available to civilians. The method and the look of feeding ammunition is, well, the look is a little different than most semi-automatic rifles. The feeding ammunition is the same way as it is with the M16, but there's lots of box-fed magazine guns out there in the world. Let's go to the phones. Homeboy somewhere out there, Mike, South Carolina. Yes, sir.
Hey there, neighbor.
How you doing?
Good.
want to give you a heads up about something that happened down your way, right across the street, basically, in Piedmont.
Okay.
Yeah, you might want to look at it. It happened last night. The cops went to a Citgo gas station where there was an SUV sitting with two guys in it. And the cops ordered the two guys to get out. The driver got out, who had two weapons on him, or had one weapon on him and another one in the car. And the passenger did not get out. And they shot him right there in the car. Their official affidavit says that he got out of the car and he made a pass for him two times before he was shot by the cops. So you got something that's going on, like military police now are ingrained with this nonsense going in their heads. And there were two witnesses this morning that came forth and said, no, the cops are lying. The passenger never got out of the car. They shot him right there in the car.
Which agency was it? Was it Anderson County?
No, it was, I believe it was Greenville.
Greenville County.
Yeah, Piedmont. I think they're covered in Piedmont is what happened. The Citgo gas. It happened last night, and the official notice coming out from the cops is that, or the police department is that, no, he was out of the car when they shot him. That's two witnesses are saying, no, he was not. He was in the car, and they shot him in the car.
Has anybody put up a picture of the car yet? I mean, there would be pass-through, you know, through the windshield, through the windows, through the sheet metal if he was still in the car. Have we seen the car yet?
Yeah, I don't know. The cops also refused to release any of the videos from the gas stations.
Isn't that typical, though? Isn't that typical?
I just want to keep you heads up that that's what's happening out here, and it's happening right in our backyard now. So anyway, you see what you can get on this information.
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember when they had the hostage taking and Greenville County responded to that on East North Street at the Milo? Were you here then?
I don't remember that.
In the hostage taking with Greenville County, at the Bilo, there was an outside panel where they could tap into the CCTV system that they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the SWAT team all lined up, ready to go. It was led then by Sam Simmons, who later became the sheriff and then died about a month after he became the sheriff due to a heart attack. But SWAT team was there. They know exactly where the hostage taker is. There's nobody else in the Milo store except the hostage taker, the hostage, and whatever was on special at Milo that particular day. And they waited till the hostage taker killed the hostage before they went in.
Yeah. You know, I'm beginning to see something that I think it's getting very difficult to detect, and that is I'm beginning to just get real nervous about our good cops on the line. That they're having to go into a lot of nonsense, and the politics is playing some bad games out here. And these good cops that we've got that do their job, do a real good job, they're the ones that I think are, you know, how do you detect who they are anymore?
Well, surprisingly, the Greenville City Police Department, I got pulled over one time for the tag, right? My tag had expired, and I forgot it. And I got pulled over, and I was carrying my gun. So I told the young man that came up there, the police officer that came up there, I offered to let him take my gun while we were doing business. And then all of a sudden, all of these other police cars show up with their lights flashing. And it wasn't because that they thought I was a threat. It was because some of them actually listened to the show. So while they wrote my ticket, I had to pose for pictures. And I find the same, you know, this was just, you know, they didn't go off the deep end about me carrying a gun or anything else. And, in Easley, where I live, right down the road from where you are probably, the city police department, I have had no dealings with Pickens County, but I have had dealings with the city police department, and no issues with them so far. None whatsoever. I know a few of them, lift weights with a few of them. And, you know, as far as law enforcement with the public, and it's going to depend upon the department and their policies and everything else, but if they don't have a policy as far as how you get along with the people out there that on your patrol, I try to get to know them. I'd walk up and introduce myself.
I got stopped one time, Bill, in Greenville County by a state trooper, and he was pretty decent. I have a concealed weapons, and notified him that I had that, gave me I gave him my driver's license, my concealed weapons permit, and all the registration stuff. And he says, where do you have that? And I said, well, I carry it here in my pocket. He says, well, just leave it there. Don't do anything. And he was decent about it. He handled himself real well.
Yeah.
I think the troopers are probably at a little bit higher level, but this trigger finger stuff has got to get stopped. You know, if I was in that situation if I was the cop in charge of that situation at the gas station, I'd simply get myself a garden hose and turn it on and just flood the guy out. I mean, it's not hard to do these things. You can wave him out when he has to go to the bathroom. Some of these cops are just absolutely nutcases.
The only reason to go into a gunfight is for it to be a gunfight. Now, one of the things that is becoming very pervasive amongst law enforcement that I see it on TV, I see it everywhere else, their intention is to get home safe. And, you know, that's... What kind of an attitude is that to have? This is not a job for the faint-hearted. It's sort of part and parcel that the job is dangerous. So my, if I was in that, and I wish I could get into it. I'm a little too old for that now. But if I could get into it, it wouldn't be about me trying to get home safe. It would be about me trying to get into the right mindset and have the right level of training to where I just was better and I had a better chance. Because most of these true desperate criminals are not fire maneuver specialists. They're used to dealing with people that can't fight back. When you got somebody that can fight back and can fight back better, but I'm going to check into that. I appreciate you taking the time to appraise me of that situation.
Yeah, and in that situation down in Georgia where those SWAT team went in there with a no-knock warrant, they better get notified real quick. If that continues to happen, there's going to be a lot of cops walking out with being put in body bags if they don't stop that nonsense.
It's already happening.
What about that girl out there in Oregon who was pulled out of that car, told to get out of the car, got down on her knees and her hands, and the cop shot her in the head? I mean, what happened to that? This is nonsense.
It is. It is.
You know what? You have to fight fire with fire. That's all I can leave you with right there.
Well, sooner or later, this is going to come up to where self-defense versus... bad police is gonna that'll rear its ugly head one day soon down the road. But they say they found two guns and a screwdriver at that site. What a bunch of desperados! Anyway, I'm gonna look into that, Mike. Thanks very much for giving me the call.
I do. Keep up the good work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I've always had my suspicions about Greenville County. Always had my suspicions about Greenville County. This happened around 7 a.m. Monday at a gas station in Piedmont, which is a little itty-bitty town between Greenville and Anderson. Sheriff's spokesman said that the person they shot and killed turned out that he did not have a gun, but he refused to cooperate as he approached a deputy. So that they're saying he got out of the car, so we'll find out. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this and remember it well. It's never been about gun control, not ever. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control on a Wednesday. This has been Lock and Load.